Practice Test C. Section 1. Listening Comprehension. In this section of the test, you will have an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to understand conversations and talks in English. There are three parts to this section, with special directions for each part. Answer all the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers in this test. When you take the actual TOEFL test, you will not be allowed to take notes or write in your test book. Try to work on Practice Test C in the same way. Part A. Directions. In Part A, you will hear short conversations between two people. After each conversation, you will hear a question about the conversation. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Here is an example. On the recording, you hear,
"I don't like this painting very much."
"Neither do I."
What does the man mean? In your book, you read, A. He doesn't like the painting either. B. He doesn't know how to paint. C. He doesn't have any paintings. D. He doesn't know what to do. You learn from the conversation that neither the man nor the woman likes the painting. The best answer to the question, "What does the man mean?" is A. He doesn't like the painting either. Therefore, the correct choice is A. Go on to the next page. Now we will begin Part A with the first conversation. Number 1.
Have you seen the doctor about your skin condition yet?
Oh, it's not a problem anymore. I found an ointment that works just fine.
What does the man imply? Number 2.
Need a ride home?
Thanks, but my apartment is just around the corner. Besides, I need the fresh air.
What will the woman probably do? Number 3.
I got my grades in the mail, and there was a mistake in my mark for your course.
I know. There was a problem with the computer system. It should be straightened out by next week.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
I thought the department store was open late from Tuesday through Friday night.
No, just Thursdays and Fridays.
On what nights is the store open late? Number 5.
Excuse me, could you by any chance tell me where the dean's office is?
I'm sorry, I'm just visiting a friend here.
What can be inferred about the man? Number 6.
Are you sure this is what I ordered? This looks like chicken salad.
Oh, I'm sorry. You ordered the tuna salad, didn't you? I'll be right back with it.
What does the woman mean? Number 7.
Oh, this headache. Do you have any aspirin? On the way back from the grocery store, I went right past the pharmacy. but I forgot to pick some up.
Sorry I don't, but there's another one just down the street that's open 24 hours.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 8.
Gary, what took you so long?
Do you have any idea how hard it is to find this place?
Why was the man late? Number 9.
Joan, did you pick up your student identification card?
No, I had Kathy get it for me.
What happened to the card? Number 10.
Will you be driving to school this year?
Unfortunately, I can't afford a car yet.
What does the man mean? Number 11.
So you're spending the holiday weekend in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, my cousin lives there, and he'll put me up.
What does the woman mean? Number 12.
My wife and I would like to have you over for dinner on Friday.
That's very kind of you, but I have theater tickets for that evening.
What does the woman mean? Number 13.
I don't think I'm ever going to find this article that Professor Fraser told me about.
Go to the reference desk. Someone there can tell you how to track it down.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 14.
I'm confused about the requirements for this course. Do you know what they are?
It's sort of complicated, but I have a rough idea.
What does the man mean? Number 15.
If you could only wait another 5 minutes, I'm sure the manager will be free to answer your questions.
I'm sorry, but I just can't wait any longer. I have to get to class.
How does the man feel? Number 16.
Can you go over my notes with me? I'll never understand all these chemistry experiments.
You know, review sessions are being held every night this week. They're supposed to be good.
What does the woman imply the man should do? Number 17.
Oh, hi, Mike. Good to see you. I'm setting up for my first solo show here, and boy, arranging all these paintings is a much bigger job than I expected.
Really? I'll be happy to give you a hand with it.
What does the man mean? Number 18.
I'm going to have to drop out of the chorus. I registered for 21 credits next semester.
You can't be serious. What are you trying to do? Graduate early?
What does the woman imply the man should do? Number 19.
I'm getting really stressed out. I just don't have the time to work on all three projects.
You need to set priorities. Just take the time to figure out what has to be done first.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 20.
You know, when I sit at the back of the classroom, I can't see the board unless I squint.
Well, you've been wearing those same glasses as long as I've known you. It might be time for a new pair.
What does the woman imply? Go on to the next page. Number 21.
Has Alice decided on a major yet? I know she was thinking about American history.
She has so many interests. As far as I know, she hasn't been able to make up her mind.
What does the man say about Alice? Number 22.
You know, the days are getting longer now. Spring officially arrived last night.
And none too soon. Now, if only the temperature would cooperate. I'm tired of wearing winter clothes.
What does the man imply? Number 23.
I need a place to live next semester. The ride back and forth to class this year was too much.
Did you check out the South Dorm? The rooms are pretty small, but it's close to everything.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 24.
I lent Sally $20 2 weeks ago, and she still hasn't paid me back.
She has a reputation for that kind of thing.
What does the man mean? Number 25.
I haven't seen you on the tennis court recently. That was practically your second home.
Well, with all my new responsibilities at the admissions office, you know, campus tours, stuff like that, well, I haven't had time to do anything else.
What does the man mean? Number 26.
It looks as though I'm not going to have to take Marketing 101.
That's great. I guess your work experience is really paying off.
What does the man imply? Number 27.
Have you been to the health center for your immunization yet?
I have an appointment at the clinic to take care of it this afternoon.
What does the woman mean? Number 28.
Accounting is a career I never took an interest in.
I can see why. Arithmetic was never your strength.
What does the woman tell the man? Number 29.
Our library has the most extensive collection of anthropology books of any university.
Not to mention journals.
What does the woman mean? Number 30.
I hear your brother got you to fix his faucet.
He wouldn't take no for an answer. Anyway, it didn't take me very long.
What does the woman mean? This is the end of Part A. Go on to the next page. Now read along as the directions for Part B are being read. Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear longer conversations. After each conversation, you will hear several questions. The conversations and questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the four possible answers in your book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Remember, you should not take notes or write on your test pages. Go on to the next page. Now we will begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 through 35. Listen to a conversation between two friends.
Ow! That hurts!
What happened? Did you cut yourself?
Yes, on the edge of this paper. How can such a little cut hurt so much? I'm not even bleeding, but my finger really hurts.
You know, I read something about that. It turns out that a little cut on a finger can hurt a lot more than a big cut somewhere else.
Why? That doesn't make any sense.
Actually, it does. There are more nerve endings in your hands than almost anywhere else in the body, and it's the nerve endings that allow you to feel pain.
Well, I guess that's true.
Also, a little cut like yours won't damage the nerve endings, just irritate them. If they were damaged, you'd feel less pain, but the wound could be more serious.
So I suppose I should be happy my finger hurts so much?
Right. Now, go get yourself a bandage.
Why? You just told me it's not serious.
It's not, but it does seem to be bothering you. Putting a bandage over the cut will keep the skin from drying and will help keep the skin together. If the skin stays together, the nerve endings won't be exposed, and the cut will hurt less.
Number 31. How did the man cut himself? Number 32. What surprised the man? Number 33. According to the woman, what determines how painful a cut is? Number 34. What advice does the woman give the man? Number 35. What will the man probably do about the cut on his finger? Questions 36 through 38. Listen to an interview with an environmental microbiologist.
Today's guest on Science Update is David Brown. Dr. Brown, you and your team have found bacteria far below the Earth's surface. You must be thrilled about your discovery.
Well, yes, it's very exciting. For a long time, we'd suspected the presence of such organisms, but we lacked substantial evidence.
How did you confirm the existence of the bacteria?
Well, technology helped. Our drilling techniques have improved significantly, and so the risk that surface bacteria could be mistaken for those found at much greater depth was reduced. With the new techniques, we could get much deeper into the earth.
How far down did you actually get?
In one case, about 3 kilometers. We were surprised, I must tell you, that there were organisms that far down.
You know, it sounds like fiction, something like a lost world.
Let's call it a hidden biosphere, and it's probably a very extensive one. The mass of the living organisms below the surface may be equal in size to the mass of the surface bacteria.
Have you found any unique life forms?
Yes. One of the organisms is the first anaerobic bacillus ever discovered. That means it can live and grow only where there is no oxygen.
Is there any danger of these bacteria infecting people when you bring them to the surface?
The bacteria in question were adapted to an environment that's hostile and alien to humans. Conversely, these anaerobic bacteria could not survive in our environment, so we really don't need to worry about these bacteria causing illness in people.
Number 36. What is the main topic of the interview? Number 37. What aspect of the hidden biosphere does the man discuss? Number 38. According to the man, why is there no danger of infection by the bacteria? This is the end of Part B. Go on to the next page. Now read along as the directions for Part C are being read. Part C. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several short talks. After each talk, you will hear some questions. The talks and the questions will not be repeated. After you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers in your book and choose the best answer. Then, on your answer sheet, find the number of the question and fill in the space that corresponds to the letter of the answer you have chosen. Here is an example. On the recording, you hear, listen to an instructor talk to his class about a television program.
I'd like to tell you about an interesting TV program that'll be shown this coming Thursday. It'll be on from 9 to 10 p.m. on Channel 4. It's part of a series called Mysteries of Human Biology. The subject of the program is the human brain, how it functions and how it can malfunction. Topics that will be covered are dreams, memory, and depression. These topics are illustrated with outstanding computer animation that makes the explanations easy to follow. Make an effort to see this show. Since we've been studying the nervous system in class, I know you'll find it very helpful.
Now listen to a sample question. What is the main purpose of the program? In your book, you read, A. To demonstrate the latest use of computer graphics. B. To discuss the possibility of an economic depression. C. To explain the workings of the brain. D. To dramatize a famous mystery story. The best answer to the question, what is the main purpose of the program, is C. To explain the workings of the brain. Therefore, the correct choice is C. Now listen to another sample question. Why does the speaker recommend watching the program? In your book, you read, A. It is required of all science majors. B. It will never be shown again. C. It can help viewers improve their memory skills. D. It will help with coursework. The best answer to the question, why does the speaker recommend watching the program, is D. It will help with coursework. Therefore, the correct choice is D. Remember, you should not take notes or write on your test pages. Go on to the next page. Now we will begin Part C with the first talk. Questions 39 through 42. Listen to a professor talk to new students about an experiment in child development.
In our lab today, we'll be testing the hypothesis that babies can count as early as 5 months of age. The six babies here are all less than 6 months old. You will be watching them on closed-circuit TV and measuring their responses. The experiment is based on the well-established observation that babies stare longer if they don't see what they expect to see. First, we're going to let two dolls move slowly in front of the babies. The babies will see the two dolls disappear behind a screen. Your job is to record in seconds how long the babies stare at the dolls when the screen is removed. In the next stage, two dolls will again move in front of the babies and disappear, but then a third doll will follow. When the screen is removed, the babies will only see two dolls. If we're right, the babies will now stare longer because they expect three dolls, but only see two. It seems remarkable to think that such young children can count. My own research has convinced me that they have this ability from birth. But whether they do or not, perhaps we should raise another question. Should we take advantage of this ability by teaching children mathematics at such a young age? They have great untapped potential, but is it good for parents to pressure young children?
Number 39. What is the experiment designed to demonstrate? Number 40. Which of the baby's reactions would be significant for the purposes of the experiment? Number 41. How does the professor explain the baby's behavior? Number 42. What implication of her research is the professor concerned about? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a talk given by a tour guide.
Before starting our tour of Monticello, I'd like to give you some historical facts that might help you appreciate what you see today even more. Monticello was the very much-loved home of Thomas Jefferson for over 50 years. Jefferson, who was, of course, president, was also a great reader and language enthusiast. He read widely on different subjects, including architecture. He wasn't formally trained in architecture, but as a result of his study and observation of other buildings, he was able to help design and build the house. He chose the site himself, naming the estate Monticello, which means little mountain in Italian. In fact, many of the ideas behind the design also came from the Italian architect Andrea Palladio, who lived in the 16th century and who had a great influence on the architecture of England. Jefferson, however, ignored one of Palladio's principles, that is, not to build in a high place. Monticello's elevation made the transportation of what was needed at the house, for example, food, especially difficult. But the view from the estate would not be as spectacular if Jefferson had followed Palladio's advice. There really is no boundary between the house and the nature around it, and so Jefferson was able to look out on his beloved state of Virginia from this wonderful vantage point. Now we'll go on to Jefferson's library.
Number 43. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 44. How did Jefferson learn about Palladio's ideas? Number 45. In what way did Jefferson go against the advice of Palladio? Number 46. According to the speaker, what is the advantage of Monticello's location? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to part of a talk at a university committee meeting.
Now that we've all introduced ourselves to the new members, let's get down to work. As the committee in charge of this year's tree planting project, we have several items on our agenda. First, we have to review the budget. The president has informed me that the trustees have set aside $3,000 for the purchase of trees, and our environmental t-shirt sale netted a profit of $1,500. Second, we have to finalize the choice of trees. As you know, we're working with Richardson's Nursery again this year, since everyone seemed pleased with the work he did for us last year. Mr. Richardson has presented us with several choices within our price range that he thinks would meet our needs. He sent us pictures of the trees for us to look at, but he wanted me to tell you that we're welcome to visit the nursery if we want to see the trees themselves. Lastly, we need to plan some kind of ceremony to commemorate the planting. Several ideas, including a garden party of some sort, have been suggested. So let's get on with it and turn to the first order of business.
Number 47. Who is conducting the meeting? Number 48. How did the committee raise money? Number 49. Why did the committee choose Richardson's Nursery? Number 50. What will the committee probably do next? This is the end of Section 1 of Practice Test C. Set your clock for 25 minutes and begin work on Section 2.